This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to a Roster Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's a Friday here at Gillette Stadium on March 14th. We have Paul Perillo, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart giving you all the latest with the Patriots roster.
Thanks, Lori. This week, a couple of automatic-type re-signings. Restricted free agent Mike Wright, a defensive lineman, signed his restricted free agent tender, so he's officially back on the roster. And Tom Casale's favorite player on the planet, safety Ray Ventrone, exclusive rights free agent.
Tom, here's to you on that one.
Thank you.
Ray Bubba Ventrone.
Ray visited me right after he signed the contract.
He did.
And we talked about it. He's in good spirits.
He should be. He's still employed.
Well, and you keep saying he's going, but he's still on the team. Made probably the play of the Super Bowl. But
what's cut down day this year? August 31st?
I couldn't decide between the David Tyree catch or Ray Ventrone.
I meant if they won.
September 2nd. My money says his Patriots career ends on the final day of cuts.
I got a dollar says it doesn't.
Okay, so you're really feeling strong about it. But maybe the biggest news of the week in some ways is that, you know, multiple reports saying that the Patriots have informed Troy Brown that he will not offered a contract at this point for a 16th season in New England. Obviously, his 15th season didn't go as he wanted it to. Off-season knee surgery, missed training camp, PUP. Missed, I think, the first 11 weeks with that. Then when he did get in a game against the Dolphins in December, you know, had the punt bounce off his face mask. He was active but did not play in the playoffs for one game. So he didn't do a whole heck of a lot last year. But it looks like the career, at least in New England, has come to an end. Now there's reports that the Browns have shown some interest already. Another team that I'm forgetting right now. And that he has received some interest from the Jets and Dolphins. But he's made a decision that he's not going to go to a team that plays the Patriots. So I'll just throw it to you guys. What are your thoughts on Troy Brown? Can he still latch on somewhere as a 4 or 5 and do anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a lot to ask. I think he probably still has something left in the tank. And I'm sure that, as you said, Andy, I don't think he wants to go out the way he did last year and having such a, really just a nondescript final season. I think he would like to be able to say, well, you know, I was active for the majority of the games. I caught 20 passes or whatever. But I think he could probably still be helpful to a team in that role. I'm not sure how strong of a role he could have anywhere. But the part that I found interesting was the stuff in the Herald today that you mentioned at the end. A lot of teams, well, a few teams anyway, have contacted him or he's expressed interest in, but he won't go to a team that he knows is going to play the Patriots. And I'm not quite sure. To be honest with you, I understand that.
I don't either, Paul, and I'll give you my reasoning. If he goes to the Jets, they're probably not going to make the playoffs, so he'll play them twice a year in the regular season. What if he goes to Cleveland, and they're playing in the AFC right. Championship game, and he makes a big catch right. to keep a drive alive or score a touch?
Yeah, I just don't guarantee you're not going
to. Yeah, I just don't understand that. I mean, if you don't want to go to New York, Buffalo, or Miami, that's fine, right. but you don't know when or where you're going to be playing the Patriots.
I mean, obviously, the reason those teams are interested is obvious, you know, the Mangini connection. The Parcells connection. I'm sure he has a lot of respect for Troy Brown.
Well, plus
from
I think
early
that,
in his career,
you know, and I think that you know some of these. I think there's a spot for him if he wanted to a limited role. I don't think he's going to be an impact player. So I don't want people to jump on me and say, "How can you still say this guy?" I think he could conceivably catch 20 to 30 passes if he was able to stay healthy.
If he's healthy, I think he could do that in his sleep.
Now. You know, whether, you know, I don't know all the different teams that are out there, their depth charts at wide receiver. You know, someone, you know.
Well, Cleveland. I mean, let's look at Cleveland. They have Edwards, obviously. They bring in Stallworth. He'd be in a auxiliary role
right, but
there.
They also have a guy in Kellen Winslow who catches a lot of passes. So
no,
I'm not
but
sure.
My point is he's not going to be asked to do a lot. He's going to be asked to make a couple third down catches every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, he's a minimum salary guy at this stage. It's, look, I mean, I personally would like to see him retire. I'd rather not have that 1 year somewhere else.
I'd like to see him go catch 65 balls with the Titans and Vince Young.
You know,
just throwing it out
now
there.
That's a team.
I was just picking a team that
that's a team in Tennessee.
Tom
and I were talking about that. They have no receivers to speak of, and who do they pick up in free agency but Justin McCarron?
Right.
You know, we saw what he did last year here at Gillette Stadium when he looked like, you know, maybe the worst receiver in football. I'm not sure that the he doesn't step into the Titans and become a prominent receiver.
See, I don't want him forced into that role either, really. I just want him to go somewhere where he can be a 3/4, 4/5, catch some passes, go out on top, you know, make some plays.
What about Philadelphia? They seem to be looking for receivers.
Sure. Anywhere. I personally think he's one of those marvels physically. Like, I think he's in great shape. And I think he can still catch some passes.
And he had no wear and tear from last year. Either,
and he wasn't a speed burner, so I think he can still get open. He was good at finding holes in zones and just getting open and, quote-unquote, getting 11 yards on third and 10.
He's Steve Largent. He can play till he's like 50, just going across the middle and catching 7-yard passes.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. I wouldn't mind seeing him sort of go out on his terms, even if it does have to take place, you know, outside of New England, but... That looks like that the scenario might unfold, because he seems to have some interest, at least, in talking to these teams. So his Patriots career is over, but he'll be back in 4 or 5 years when he's inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Sure.
Yeah, obviously, he is a, as everybody says, true-type Patriot, a guy that, you know, came out of nowhere like this organization came out of nowhere in the last decade, and Troy was a big part of that, especially in 2001. But other than that, not a lot of moves, as we said. Mike Wright back, Ray Ventrone back. The end of the alphabet, staying strong in New England and on the roster. And other than that, we're going back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for a new Ross Report podcast. And if you haven't had enough of the PFW guys, you can listen to them on Tuesdays and Thursdays on PFW in Progress. And again, on the Draft Prospect Review on Wednesdays. And if you want to know about the cheerleaders, a chit-chat podcast on Thursday. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.
We got bingo!